Hi, I'm Ivana.
And I'm Jay.
And you're listening to Friends with Elephants.
The last show for the cool nerd in you.
Aww. It's season 2, episode 26.
And like I said in our intro, this is our final episode of Friends with Elephants. It took a long time and we are now here.
So unlike most episodes, we don't have our kooky crazy segments today. Instead, we look back at this podcast and everything that's kind of happened.
Yeah, so we've had about 80 something episodes in total.
Mm-hmm.
We have been doing it since the beginning of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a long time.
I know. 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little choked up about the idea of walking away from this podcast because it's been such a huge part of my life. It was a huge part of my proposal story.
I know.
I don't think I actually told that story. Did I tell that story?
You've never told that story on the podcast.
I pretended to be editing the podcast one day and told Becky, hey, can you listen to this? This is something I need you to hear. Because we talk about you in it. And then I played it and it started like a normal episode. And then Ivana was like, why don't you marry that girl? And I said, no, she wouldn't say yes. And then I had a whole bunch of other audio from her friends and her family who were like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. All that. And then I knelt down and I proposed. And, you know, Friends with Elephants was a part of that.
Man.
And now I'm engaged, which is very exciting. I like being a fiance. But yeah, we wanted to kind of highlight the fun things about this show that kept it going for so long. Like the very first episode.
The episode in the closet.
This is actually our very first podcast.
That's right. And we are broadcasting live from Toronto, Ontario, inside the closet of my apartment.
You could say that we're closeted friends.
Yes, this is going to be the best 22 minutes in heaven you've ever listened to, I think. There is not a lot of space, like just enough space to cross your legs.
Yeah, it was not that comfortable. By the end of it, I think at some point in the middle of that episode, we actually stopped recording.
We did. We had to get out and walk around.
Because your leg fell asleep.
I know.
Yeah, and then we actually did a number of episodes in that closet because we knew that there was going to be less, like, there was more dampening, right? Because there's all the clothes and whatnot.
All the clothes hitting our heads.
And at the time, we were recording on a phone.
Yeah, we just had my Nexus 5, I think, is what we were recording into.
Yeah, I think we did the iPhone for a little while, then the Nexus.
That's right. Then we went into forts.
Yeah.
We started building up these forts with blankets and chairs. And like, we were 6 years old again.
Week 8 has been a little hectic already in the fort.
Jay got stuck at one point, and then I got under here, and then the whole thing collapsed, and we couldn't breathe, and it was bad.
But don't worry, there is a show. We've gotten the fort back together.
Yeah, it was really fun. And
no, it was not fun.
It was so much fun. That I will say. There wasn't an episode where, Jay, you didn't, like, at the end of it, be like, oh, never again.
Ivana.
I think it's
like
time.
Really hot.
It's hot.
Sweating a lot. All right.
I mean, this is actually the nicest fort I think we've been in so far.
My leg is asleep. I'm dying.
Let's get out of this fort.
Yeah, I can't even breathe anymore. And my leg is falling asleep under this fort.
We got to get out of this fort.
Okay, we got to get out of this fort. Freedom!
You know what? Some of those early episodes, we had some fun segments.
We did. We had a lot of fun segments.
We started our very first podcast with Batman versus Superman.
Superman would be willing to do crazy activities like go out to brunch, go shopping, hang out.
Those are the fun activities you come out with? Is brunch? I can drive in a Lamborghini with Bruce Wayne to watch like the freaking circus.
Also, Batman
has a bajillion times better villains.
I don't know, Lex Luthor, specifically Smallville's version of Lex Luthor, was pretty fantastic.
You got the Penguin, you got Riddler, you got Joker, you've got Catwoman, you've got Catwoman!
We didn't have a listener base, so nobody told us who won.
Yeah, we never found out. I don't think we've ever found out. Other than when we've had guests on the show, we've never known who wins a nerd battle.
Not usually, unless they're like weighing in on Twitter or something.
Yes, that's true.
That's right. But you know what? Then all good things had to come to an end, and we had to pony up some dough.
And we had to get some proper gear.
Because
you can't continue podcasting for years in a row and not sound good.
Well, hey, some podcasts do that, and all the power to them. I'm not listening, but all the power to you. I want my podcast to sound crisp.
Yeah.
So I hope that when you're listening, you appreciate the fact that this podcast doesn't sound like it was recorded in a closet
on a phone,
like this one.
Yeah.
Good enough for episode one.
I need to get out of this closet.
Then we had a lot of guests on our show. Well, we didn't have a lot of guests.
We've had some guests.
We've had two guests. So let's start at a lot. Bring it down.
Two guests. We had ambitions to have more guests, and perhaps the future podcast that we come out with will.
And I have to say, our first ever guest was Chris Schapka. We are actually in his studio right now at the radio station
he
recording.
He is such an incredible mentor for us, really, for this show. He actually has been a big part of what gear do we get and what do we need to do to make it sound good. And so, Chris, thank you. And thank you for being on the show, too. Today, we have a guest.
And it only took us 32 episodes. So welcome, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
We've got kind of an interesting show. You've picked a nerd battle for us.
I have. It's an honor because you guys are my Monday. So to be part of my own Monday, very strange.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's right.
When it's going to be getting... very meta yeah, on yeah. the Monday.
It's going to be very weird when I listen back to this on a Monday and I'm like, that's odd because...
We talked a lot about some photography stuff because Chris is a photographer. If you want to follow him, you can go to ShapShots on Instagram and follow him there.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked a little bit, but he also introduced the most insane nerd battle topic.
Oh, yeah.
That we have ever gone through in our life.
And I won. I just want to say I won.
Listen, Chris
he said that I won.
Chris said you won.
He was the judge.
You tell us who won.
You guys are going to debate Android versus iPhone.
I'm going to win.
You're
so
not going to win. You
hard.
Are so going down. But also, I feel like we're going to get yelly.
Yeah, we are.
There's going to be some tension.
Yeah.
And go.
All right.
Google Chrome is the most RAM-sucking experience of all browsers.
You talk about function. It doesn't even have a fucking back button.
I'm Do you want to talk about
talk,
apps?
Let's
I can
talk about,
you about
apps. Did she say that?
I'm sorry I broke up the podcast, guys.
Sorry,
but
Chris.
But I think it's time to
Chris,
end this
I think we need to
I
end
could
this.
Literally kill you.
I feel bad for you, man.
Why do you feel bad for me?
Because
I asked
one,
for
you've
this.
Been in this room for this long. Two, you have the undesirable task of saying which arguments... won the case here.
Well, first off, you're sweating a little bit.
A lot of it.
You guys like were standing and this got heated. I've never seen friends fight like that before about phones.
Because I have like arguments more to go
oh,
along
so
with.
So I'm going to swing iPhone. But admittedly, Jay, I did put you in a little bit of a tough spot here. You were going to have to argue your way out of like the worst darkened room.
That's pretty much just what happened.
My gloat face is so on.
But oh, yeah. To be fair, a lot closer than I expected.
Chris said it. It's done. It's over. I won.
That's unbelievable that we're still friends after that.
I think it's a testament to our love of fighting.
We do love fighting, but that was shrieking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like probably people were like, oh, my God.
You know, I think that was when I got my first noise complaint in my apartment was Android versus Apple.
I'm happy that I was a part of that noise complaint.
I know. You always are. That's how
I
we met.
I always am.
That's how we met through a noise complaint.
Yeah.
The very first time we ever met. And we shared that story with Chuck McPhail,
mm-hmm.
who was our second and only other guest.
Our other guest.
Chuck McPhail ran a podcast. I think he still runs it, but... it's a podcast called What's the Story? And we shared the story of how we met. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
So I think, you know, I got to play that again because it's been so long. And, you know, people talk about our chemistry and things like that. This is why, because we've known each other for so long.
So you two wanted to share the story of how you became friends?
Yeah, well, we have to thank our good friend Mark.
Mark was my roommate back when I guess it was almost 10 years ago now that we met.
And he was my cameraman and editor on a lifestyle news network called T.TV.
And I think I was just minding my own business in our apartment when all of a sudden, Mark brings home this really chatty Kathy lady.
Yeah, and at this time, you were working in radio, but different hours. You had to be in the office something ridiculous like 5 a.m. or...
That's right. I was working morning show hours.
Yeah, so Jay usually went to bed at those times at like, what, 8 p.m. probably?
Yep, something like that. And not much has changed.
Except for nights where I hang out with you.
That's right.
Blake's happy because he can go to bed early those nights. So I saunter in with Mark after we filmed a segment, and I think it was something like 9 p.m. past Jay's bedtime. Mark and I are chatting and having a great time, clearly bothering the sleeping beauty in his bedroom.
It's true. I am a Disney princess.
And so he came out probably to tell us to be quiet. I don't actually remember why it is you came out of your room.
But I definitely came out of my room and ended up sitting down and joining the conversation.
Yeah, next thing we know, it's like 2 a.m.
2 a.m. and the person downstairs is none too happy with the amount of noise we're making because we're laughing so hard.
And as we get to know one another through Mark, who is our common bond, and he's actually a little bit more of a quiet guy, and both Jay and I are loud and boisterous. So even though he brought us together and he was absolutely pivotal to us becoming friends, here are me and Jay just like getting louder and louder as the night goes on. And Mark is getting quieter and quieter because that is Mark. And the neighbors are just hating us. And you have to go to work in a few hours. And next thing you know, it was just clear at that moment, that first night, that we were going to be friends.
And so what ended up happening was Mark moved out about a year later, and that didn't matter. You know, it didn't matter that Mark wasn't there. We remained close. We talked all the time. And
in some ways, I think we got closer because we didn't have the crutch of Mark. So initially, you know, he was our bond. He was the glue. And it would be the three of us hanging out a lot. And then when he moved away, it was sort of like, oh, I guess we should try hanging out just us maybe also.
And it turned out that all of the movies that Blake never wanted to see, we went and saw without him.
Yeah, it was quite perfect.
Yeah, actually it was great.
Aw, that's so sweet.
That was beautiful.
It does choke me up a little bit.
It does.
On our very last episode.
Now, it wasn't all wins with this podcast.
Hell no. There were all kinds of shit going down. Yeah.
What do you think are some of our biggest failures?
Well, we did a segment. it's called Ivana versus Nature. And I was like asking you how you would fend off certain animals.
Oh, yeah. And we completely took it in different directions, too, I believe. Like, I understood it to mean one thing, and you.
Yeah. And I was like, how would you survive a cougar attack? And you're like, I wouldn't.
Ivana versus nature.
What do you do in order to survive a beaver attack?
Like zombievers?
Like zombievers, but normal beavers.
Do they attack?
There have been men who have decided to pose cutely with a beaver and they have bitten into their neck and killed them.
What?
Yes.
No.
Very sharp teeth.
Oh my gosh. Can I kick it and then run?
You can, but it may incite an attack. You're confronted with a beaver.
I really don't know what to do about a beaver. My instinct is to kick at it and then run in the opposite direction.
First of all, you do not look at the beaver in the eyes. This is a threat. Do not look directly at the beaver. Try to speak in a low, commanding voice.
Stomp your
feet if it approaches you.
Stomp, stomp, stomp.
And if you're in the water, you fucked.
It's like piranha.
There is not much you can do from a beaver in the water. Like, if the beaver wet... Do not pet. What about you?
Do you remember Basic Bitches?
It was the very first episode, and we played like a YouTube clip. Did not resonate. Like, did not even make sense at all.
At the time, people were super into the term basic bitch, and we tried to like capitalize on it. It was bad. Like,
oh yeah, we totally tried to use this YouTube. Well, listen to the like, listen to this YouTube clip we tried to put in our podcast.
I can't believe we ignored the signs, all the Zoom book classes, the inspirational quote in my email signature.
Paninis from Panera Bread?
Yeah, it's getting worse. Here you are at a Halloween party 4 years ago, dressed as a slutty nurse. 2 years later, you're tweeting about Starbucks. Hashtag caffeine. Where did you come up with that?
Doctor, is it possible that I could contract her basicness?
Gerald?
What? I have a bad bitch reputation to uphold.
You should be fine as long as you use protection. If she's watching Teen Mom or Say Yes to the Dress, I'd recommend that you distract yourself. Open a book, browse the internet, anything to prevent you from taking in that basic ass shit.
Are we basic?
Like basic human beings? Basic people?
Like basic bitches.
Well, I'm not a bitch, so I don't understand what you're asking me. I'm not a bitch!
How do you know? Everybody's a bitch. It's like, hey, bitch, what you doing, bitch?
Literally no one has ever come up to me and said that.
I know one that went, like, really poorly. So when we first introduced Top 3 Turf Wars,
mm-hmm.
we did a couple of movies, and then I was running low on ideas, and I pitched 1985 songs. What were the top three songs from 1985? Do you remember?
I don't remember actually that segment, but I remember researching because I don't know anything about music. So in order to prepare, and we did it like the day of, you had come over to my house.
Total, and Blake was walking around criticizing you for not knowing any music.
And meanwhile, it took me an hour and a half just to listen to songs to come up with a list.
I know, it was just it was terrible. I don't know if it went well. There were some things that I thought were kind of neat. I put in some music so people knew what it was, but it was not. We never did it again. We are looking back at the top three songs of 1985, which was actually a pretty big year in music.
Was it?
Why don't you start us off, seeing as you love the 80s so much?
I just want to start this segment off by saying that I listened to snippets of 100 different songs to prepare for this top three turf war. The top 100 Billboard hits of 1985. Is that how you say it? How are you supposed to say it?
The Billboard Top 100.
Right. I listened to the Billboard Top 100. 1985 was an awful year for music. In fact, the entire 80s was an awful decade for music.
I so disagree.
The zero domain knowledge, I think, helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not a music podcast.
No, we're not. No. What else was something that you saw that you were like, no, that did not work? I don't think we can do that again.
Okay, we had a segment called What's the Beef? And I don't even know if that ever even made it into an episode.
That's true. When we're coming up with episodes, sometimes we're like, write down six segments in a four-segment show.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, we're not doing that one.
Yeah, like it was so bad that we never even came up with a topic for it. I mean, I think that's a pretty big failure.
I don't think it made it in.
I don't think we've had anything in with it, yeah.
It was kind of like Bart Simpson back in the day.
Yeah.
Don't have a cow kind of scenario where you didn't know what he was talking about, but he always said it.
I'll say this. Another failure that we've had is our predictions from Series Survival, which you had like the least amount of
correct
predictions.
Hold on. We'll get there. I love that.
Us assuming that Donald Trump couldn't be president, Sanders or Clinton.
I mean, I could literally just flip a coin at this point. Let's go with Sanders.
I also am going to say Sanders.
Well, obviously,
South Carolina.
We just had that conversation that you think he's going to win.
No, I actually think he's going to lose. Hillary will win.
Okay.
But I hope he wins.
Based solely on my social media feeds, I'm guessing Sanders because he pops up more.
Interesting.
Trump is everywhere. I've got to think people are going to go in and vote for him on a goof, and he's just going to become the Republican candidate.
It's terrifying. I think that Trump actually is going to win the Republican candidacy. the Republican camp, I'm for anyone that isn't Donald Trump. The fact that that man could legitimately become the leader of the free world is shocking to me. I feel like the joke has gone on long enough. I don't know why people are playing along. Donald Trump is still leading the polls. Literally, this man could be our next president.
The things that come out of his mouth.
Awful things. He is like the payback for America for all those times they made fun of us Torontonians for having Rob Ford.
Oh my God, you're right.
He's like...
He could be their Rob Ford.
He's their Rob Ford. He's already their Rob Ford. In fact, already, he's like their Rob Ford on crack. Pun intended. It happened.
It happened. When we're in a situation where we're dealing with politics for Canada, we got to make all kinds of claims. Like, I'm just going to say right now, I think O'Leary's going to win Conservative Party for sure. And you should just say he's not going to, so we have all our bases covered.
Right. Then we're never wrong.
What were some of the biggest wins?
Series survival.
I think series survival, that was your idea. That was a great idea.
I love that. You know what? I just love it because it's fun. We follow up. But you know what? We don't always follow up because I don't think we ever did our payment.
We were supposed to do something on YouTube where I don't know who the loser was.
Honestly,
that.
You were the loser.
I mean, you lost. Who can remember these things?
I may not remember what it
so
is
long.
That you agreed to do, but I do remember that you lost. This is the final installation of series survival for our predictions. During this episode, we're going to discover who wins. And what did we say, Jay? What did you say?
I said, yeah, and I'm going to love it.
Yeah, you did. And you were right.
And you said, yes.
But that I probably won't love it. And I was wrong because it's amazing.
It is amazing.
It is amazing.
But that totally means I lost.
You lost. I won. Oh my God. Oh.
I lost by one freaking show.
By one show. We were so close.
I'm doing what you
but
did last.
But you lost. You lost. You lost.
I was so cocky. I was so like, I didn't think that was going to happen.
It's clearly not about cockiness because you only lost by one. It was so close. It could have been a hair.
Any time you didn't know, you didn't take the gamble. You were afraid.
What are you talking about?
You just
I never
went with
knew.
Me. So what movie am I doing?
I don't know yet. I have some time to think about this.
All right.
You listeners out there,
no, you don't
contact
need to weigh
me.
In. You don't
give
need
me
to weigh
some
in.
Suggestions. I want to know, like, do you want to see Jay do something really embarrassing? Because I do. And if you have some movie ideas for a scene that he can replicate, please throw them my way.
Who can recall? I love series survival. I thought that was a great, great bit. It introduced a lot of TV series. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to actually watch a lot of trailers for TV. And that sort of isn't always a thing.
No, yeah,
so
it's not really always a thing.
It was definitely neat. One of the biggest ones that I still can't wait to move on to our next podcast is Top 3 Turf War.
Top 3 Turf War, it's almost hard to not do that segment every week because it's so much fun.
It's so much fun. It doesn't always end in like crazy fights, but yeah. A lot of the times it does.
It's more like, I guess, civilized.
It's a little more civilized.
Mm-hmm.
We've also fought about everything, so we needed a new topic.
Yeah.
But the expansion as well to the top 10 Turf Wars.
Yeah.
When it comes down to
top 10 movies and television shows
of
the year.
Year
before. And this is
it
great.
It like writes itself.
It writes itself. And the fact is Jay and I spend the whole year tracking this stuff.
I know. You heard top 10 TV shows that we saw in 2016.
By the way, random update. I watched all of the Shannara Chronicles since
yes,
we last
you did!
Talked. And it's so good.
I love that
show.
I mean,
show. Like, it's kind of bad good, but really good.
But it's like it fills the story perfectly by the end.
I'll tell you what, I wish that the way that they treat the books on which the story is based, which I have never read, so total assumption, that they did that with Legend of the Seeker, because then that show would probably still be on the air.
You know what? If you've read Terry Brooks' series, And you've seen the show. Can you let us know how, what the differences are and if they do a really good job adapting it? Another big thing that I loved, we did a conversation about going to Mars.
I don't remember this.
You will. Aw, man, so much space. Speaking of space, Mars One.
Yes, there is a mission called Mars One.
If you haven't heard of Mars One, we're sending a bunch of people to Mars. It's been in the news for, I think, like 2 years now.
Wait. Can we just discuss how that was the worst
segue ever?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I just wanted to talk about Mars One. They've got a lot of rules.
Yeah. Who knew that they would have so many rules?
Rule number one. No sex on Mars. I think this is awful.
Wait, before we even go there, would you go to Mars?
No, I'm not going to Mars. There's no sex on Mars.
I have a feeling, though, there's no way that that rule is going to stick.
You are not getting off Mars ever. Ever. Try and make it livable and die up there.
That is exactly it.
I would love to be the first person to have sex on two planets. I don't care how many continents people here have had sex on. I don't care how many states, how many countries. Nobody, as far as I'm aware, has had sex on two different planets.
You are so right. There's no way that they can actually prevent people from having sex. And I'm sure that everyone who has agreed to this rule is like, yeah, right. What are you going to do? Take me home.
There is no ride home.
Exactly. So there can't be a rule not to have sex because there's not enough research done.
And also, wouldn't you want to be the first woman on a planet to have sex on two planets?
Oh, are you kidding me? Absolutely. When you mentioned that.
After me.
Oh, you have to do it first.
I'm going
to
do it first.
So you and Becky will be like, hold on, everyone in Mars. We're being the first one. So
I'm not listening to anybody. I'm just going to do it. Claim it for my own, and yeah, I am the first.
Well, you know what?
Ever
if Blake and I are also into Mars, we're also going to be fighting you for this journey. We're barely gonna like land, and we'll be doing it.
All right, we've gone off the rails here. Now, Whedonverse.
Oh my God, that
was like a staple.
Ugh, that was such a good segment.
We had a nerd battle about what the best Whedonverse was.
I think I was Dollhouse.
And I think I was Firefly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best Whedonverse is Dollhouse.
The best Whedonverse has got to be Firefly.
Firefly is amazing, but it's not his best universe.
It is. It's so rooted in a future that could happen.
It literally, I feel like Dollhouse happens, and the apocalypse that happens from Dollhouse basically can easily transform into the universe of Firefly in the future.
I think maybe the conversation is, we're heading towards a Dollhouse universe and apocalypse now, and Firefly comes next.
I know, it's basically like that.
Okay, well, maybe we're both right. But don't worry, Buffy fans, I have your back, because we also did the top three turf war of the best of all time Buffy episodes. And you cried!
I did.
Basically, Willow has beaten Buffy. You get Xander, and you get Willow on that hill, and Willow is feeling the world's pain and wants it all to end. And Xander looks at Willow and just says, I love you. And she can't deal with that. And that is how her breakdown. And finally she comes undone and becomes Willow instead of that dark Willow again, is because Xander's the only person who could tap into her humanity. And she breaks down in his arms, and they just are crying over the whole sadness of what has just happened. And not knowing if they'll ever be what they were again, but Xander says, I love you, you're my best friend. If the world's going to go, then I'm going with you. And it's just this beautiful
moment.
That
is a really beautiful moment. And the fact that you have this female-male friendship, and that's really what it is, because obviously they had a very tumultuous relationship in that she used to have feelings for him, and that now that it's come to this place where it's love as pure as it could ever be.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter if it's romantic or not. It, in this case, it's not, but it doesn't make it any less important. God, I love Xander.
I did. I really... Whedon and Buffy, these things are amazing.
Then there were some things that weren't like... They weren't total failures, but they just went away.
Yeah, like over time, I feel like we outgrew them, like Mary Do Ditch.
Mary Do Ditch. We did a lot of doing of people.
I, you know,
I think every time Obama was nominated, I did him.
Yeah. I think a big part of Mary Do Ditch was supposed to be a super fast, like 1 minute in, 1 minute out. And then we found ourselves explaining.
Well,
things.
You needed to explain.
I would go a different way.
Okay,
myself.
What would you do?
I'd marry Johnny Five because he's hilarious when he wants to be. And I kind of dig the fact that he doesn't look like he's got legs and he's... I think he'd be a hoot. A hoot and a half.
A hoot!
I'm going to have sex with Sonny because he does look the most human.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And I am flat out ditching Optimus Prime because that would hurt so much. I don't even care that he turns into a truck and we could like drive out to dinner.
He would be gentle if you wanted him to be.
I don't know.
And then it became long, and then it was like, do people really care who we would rather have sex with? Probably
I think
not.
My favorite of all the Mary Do Ditches was the alien one.
I just listened to the alien one.
Because I gave you the worst aliens.
Yeah.
And then just try to give me a bad female alien.
You know what I realized? What about Alien from Alien? Like,
yeah, she's a mom.
She's a mom.
You didn't pick that.
I didn't. Well, you know why? Because I always had this rule where everyone I picked had to be the same. So I either had to find all three disgusting, horrible aliens or all three super hot aliens.
Every female alien is hot. So yeah, absolutely. Bring them on.
What kind of sexist world do we live in?
Listen, the galaxy's sexist. I don't know what to tell you.
The only aliens I can think of right now in my head are all good-looking females. Okay. Whatever.
Hit me.
I'm moving on. I'm going to hit you up. Syl from Species.
Yep. Okay.
She may be hot, but she's evil. Princess Leia, who is born in Alderaan, so that makes her an alien.
Yep. Love it. I love where you're going with this.
And Neytiri from Avatar.
Oh. Well, Neytiri is like a 10-foot ugly blue Smurf giant.
Well, assume you're the same size.
Well, I'm ditching her. Why would I assume I'm 10 feet?
Well, I'm just scale up or down.
No, 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 because now I'm scaling other areas of my body and I can't have that.
What about Sex in the News?
There was a segment that died.
Well, I loved the way you said it.
Yeah.
It was sultry. Listen to this. The progression of Sex in the News.
Sex in the News.
Sex in the News.
Wow. Sex in the News.
When you say that, look at the wall. Stop looking into my eyes every time you're like, sex in the news. Like, why are you looking at me like that? The wall is
you're
right
my
there.
Co-host. I look at you all the time.
Yeah, I know. But when you say sex, I always am like, okay, why is she looking at me so intently right now? And then you say in other episodes, we're going to do a naked episode, and I always shoot you down. But then it comes up again.
I don't know why you're being so touchy about this.
Oh, I'm being touchy because of your eyes.
We are grown adults who are normal humans.
Okay, well, tell me what's going on with sex in the news. You see how I looked at the wall when I said that?
Ah.
It was really fun. And for a while when we were doing Reddit advice, it seemed like a good
Yeah, because
thing.
It was like a tie-in. It was like, okay, we can give advice on this, but also we have the Reddit Advice Corner, which was supposed to people be replaced with your own problems.
Yeah, but
and
it never,
that never
did.
Happened.
No one ever told us their problems. And so we thought, you know what? Why are we scouring the internet for this stuff?
But you know what? I listened to one today that was a guy who just learned that he was attractive.
He put a post up that said, today I realized I'm good looking. So how do I take advantage of that? Which made me laugh out loud because I think that's hilarious. Yes, anybody who has a little bit of looks, they can actually take advantage of that.
Let's be honest. The world opens its doors for the...
pretty people?
Yeah. This is like the cutest post ever.
I love it.
So adorable. Okay,
We have advice for you, my friend.
We sure do. Don't get too cocky about your looks. That's what made me laugh when you said, how can I take advantage of it? But just genuinely go out and have fun and be honest in who you are. And see what you like about this whole world of dating. It's really exciting that you get to experience this now,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like you're already the kind of guy that if once you start talking, she's no longer interested, that you would be very respectful and say, okay, well, great, thanks, it was nice chatting, and see you later. So keep doing that.
Dude, you are already ahead of the game.
You just didn't know he was a good-looking guy.
That is
And in that, you
adorable.
Told me that I was good-looking, so
you
I have that on tape. There it is.
Well, you are good looking.
Said it. Look. Again.
Okay. That's enough. That's enough. And what about the things that never die? Like Mr. Robot?
You know how Mr. Robot died? Season 2. Sorry.
I haven't even seen season 2.
Well, that's exactly
I'm
it.
I'm saving
that's
it,
the
though.
Point.
I'm saving it.
That was on everybody's top 10 list of 2005. In 2016, nowhere to be found, and that movie dropped off the planet.
I will say...
Not movie, TV show, sorry.
That's fair. I will say this about Mr. Robot. I have heard that the second season is not that good, and part of me, that's why I'm not watching it. Because
that's good.
I'm like terrified that I'm going to not like it.
You're not going to like it.
Well, we're going to find out.
Well, I hope not. I hope you're not going to find out that you don't like your favorite show of all time by going in and doing something silly like continuing to watch it.
I can't help it.
There was also a couple of tributes, actually, over the course of our time. Leonard Nimoy passed away, and we did a whole segment to him.
Yeah, the whole episode was sci-fi themed, just in tribute to him.
A life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved, except in memory. Live long and prosper. This was the final tweet of Leonard Nimoy. He posted it 4 days before his death.
On February 27th, Leonard Nimoy passed away. He was such an important part of science fiction history that we decided that we wanted to honor his memory on our podcast today.
So today's episode is going to be a science fiction episode. Everything we talk about will be rooted in sci-fi lore, and we're dedicating the entire show to Leonard Nimoy.
That was a really beautiful episode.
That was a nice episode. And I also, I remember asking Darren Osborne to do Flanders Field as a tribute to the soldiers for Remembrance
Day. Oh my gosh, in our Remembrance Day episode. Ugh.
I'll just play a little bit of it because it's actually quite long, but you can go back and check out that episode anytime you like.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row. That mark our place, and in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow. Loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields.
And then we got to pay tribute to all the times your dog humped my arm. I feel like any time I went to your house to record, I was going to get molested by your animal.
You know what that means? She sees you as her beta, just like she sees Blake as her beta.
No, it's not cool because I recognize how much you love her, so I can't just push her off.
Yeah, you can.
No, because you get... You
don't have to hurt her
you
to push
get your
her.
Judgment eyes going anytime I push your dog away. So I let her do her business, and we then have to stop recording every time.
I will, in the future, teach you how to stop her. But you can push her off.
Oh, I will.
Just, you know, don't hurt her.
Just don't
not
give me judgy
deal.
Eyes.
I don't give you judgy eyes.
You give me judgy eyes when your dog, when you can't control your animal, I get judgy eyes.
Well, the fairness is I'm probably not really trying.
No, you're giggling. Yeah. That's your problem is you're sitting there. I'm trying to explain what's happening and you got this big perma smile on your face watching your dog go to town on me. And I'm like, this is our podcast.
That's how it happened. There, like, it was just so funny when she did it to Blake, and I was like, I love this.
Oh my gosh. You know, we joke about not getting a lot of email, but we have actually gotten email. We've gotten email over the times. So lots of people have asked questions. Like, what's the deal with our title?
Yes. Should you? Well, why don't you tell the story?
Sure. We were talking about what our title should be.
Yeah. And at the time, we didn't really know what we were going to be doing. We just knew we were going to do a podcast.
That's right. We didn't realize it was going to be so movie centered and have a lot of different elements that have entertainment qualities. So our podcast became more like 80% movies and TV.
Yeah. 20% other stuff.
20% other stuff.
I think part of it, too, is at the time we were like, what should we name ourselves? And our thoughts were, because I remember this conversation, let's name ourselves something really random so that it doesn't tie us down.
That's right. We said that. And then we got on the, well, it's a guy and it's a girl.
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits is what we came up with. And then I was like, but we can't say that because
that's
not true.
Because we don't have benefits.
There's zero benefits. I have more benefits with your dog than I do with you. So I was like, what about like just some random thing that fits, like friends with elephants? Instead
and then
of
we
friends
thought,
with benefits.
Let's do it.
And so we just kind of ran with it.
And we thought it was so clever.
Clever. We
the
were like,
word
so
play.
Clever.
There's a failure for you.
That is a failure because yeah. we've actually changed our podcast to be more in line with how easy we are to be found, which yeah. we will get to, I promise. We're going down memory lane, and we're so glad you're on the journey. Well, what's another question somebody's asked?
So many people asked, are we really nerdy? Like, the amount of reviews we got from people being like, well, I'm not a nerd, but I like all the stuff you're talking about. You guys aren't nerdy at all. Like,
well, maybe we aren't nerdy. I don't know. I find like everybody who's passionate about something, I don't care if you're passionate about cars, you're passionate about Lord of the Rings, you're passionate about taxes. That's a nerdy quality to have when you're passionate.
That's true.
And people will look at you a little bit differently, like, oh, you have a little bit more interest in that thing than anyone else I know. And we just happen to have a lot of interest in a lot of other things. So that kind of makes us nerds.
Yeah. And, you know, there was once a time that people who loved film and tech and current events and giving advice and
superheroes. We did a lot of science stuff.
Yeah, a lot of science stuff. A lot of like, yeah, superheroes. This all used to be what was considered nerdy, and I guess it's just not anymore.
I'm all right with that.
Maybe we aren't nerdy.
There were times that we were nerdy because we would go to restaurants and bars, and while everybody else would be socializing,
we'd be working on a podcast.
So.
So actually, just during our hiatus, as we were working on our next project and getting it ready, we were at a Toronto establishment.
I love how you say Toronto like that. Like you add that last T like that's a thing.
That is a thing.
Toronto.
From Toronto.
No, we are from Toronto. That last T doesn't exist.
but we're there, we're at an establishment, we're working on our podcast, and these two guys sit next to us at a table that's near us. And I look over and this one guy is sitting beside Jay, and I think, oh my God, I think that's the Old Spice guy. But then I couldn't be sure. Like, do I remember exactly what the Old Spice guy looks like in my head?
So she texts me. I think the guy next to you is the Old Spice guy.
Except that it came out, I think the guy behind you is the Old Spice
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, so I do a full 180.
And I'm like, what the F are you looking at?
There are no black people here. What are you talking about? So I write her back on my, because we're not actually talking about this. We're just texting.
Well, because we can't, because he's literally, like, we can touch him. He's right there, and we have our computers open, and I'm like, we are talking about the podcast. Meanwhile, I'm secretly texting about, is that the Old Spice guy? That is the Old Spice guy. Not just a dude that looks like the Old Spice guy. That is the Old Spice guy, Isaiah Mustafa. He does have a name.
At which point I said, no, it's not him.
At which point I was like, look it up on your phone.
Then this massive plate of nachos arrives at their table.
It's a cheat day.
Ivana looks over and is like, ooh.
Yeah.
Now, The guy beside her is a...
Who is also a very famous actor.
A very... are they very famous?
Well, I like Shadowhunters.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So why don't you tell the name of the gentleman sitting next to you?
Harry Shum Jr. He was from Glee.
That's right. He was from Glee. He's from Shadowhunters. And he's one hell of a nice guy.
And also a super movie fan. Like,
oh,
we ended up, before you know it, essentially, I look over, I'm jealous of the food.
And then you see his camera.
Yes.
That's what drew you into the conversation, because we weren't just going to willy-nilly talk about somebody's food.
Although we kind of did.
We kind of did.
And then next thing you know, we start chatting and the conversation just is rolling. We ended up spending 2 hours, totally gave up on working on the podcast. We ended up having dinner with them. We had ordered nachos in, like, when I was like, we need to look at those nachos. We're ordering these nachos. And at the... As we're talking and they were asking, like, what are we doing? That kind of thing. We mentioned, oh, we're working on our podcast. We're actually going to be finishing a podcast that we've been doing and we're starting to work on a new one. And Isaiah Mustafa said, oh, what's the podcasts? And we...
So I explained it's Friends with Elephants and...
His eyes light up
and he's like, let me guess what this podcast is about. And I'm like, have
Go
at her,
it.
Buddy. And he says,
yeah, like the conversation is about the elephant in the room that no one ever talks about. But here in this podcast, you talk about it.
And I'm like, no, that's not it. We talk about movies. And he goes, terrible name.
Yeah.
And I said, actually, we're working on the new podcast with a better name right now.
So,
and he goes, so what you're saying is this name is available. We're like, you want the name?
I've always wanted to do a podcast. I love it. I love this. And that's when he, like, disappears into his phone for, like, a half hour.
At this point, I am nerding out with Harry about every movie under the sun.
Harry has the best taste in movies of anyone.
We are talking about, and they were actually going to see Doctor Strange, so I had already seen it, so I was telling them about that. I'm like, what movies have you seen this movie? It's like, you got to see Blue Jay. I'm like, oh, I'll definitely see Blue Jay. Have you seen Sing Street? He's like, I haven't seen it, but I got to see it. Like, we were... geeking out in a way that I only thought I could do at movie club.
Agreed. And then all of a sudden, Isaiah Mustafa looks up from his phone and he has, like, registered social media accounts for Friends with Elephants all across the board.
Yep.
For his future podcast. So I guess as we say goodbye to our Friends with Elephants, it should be noted that
the Old Spice guy may have his.
Yeah, we will gladly give him the name and the everything.
Meanwhile, we are full on having chats now with these two guys. And all of a sudden, like, shots start coming to the table.
Oh, yeah. The restaurant owner starts giving shots because I guess he knew who they were.
He knew he was. So I lean into Isaiah and I'm like, dude, is this normal? And he's like, oh, yeah, this happens all the time. And I'm like, but we're not, like, we're us, not. He's like, you're with me tonight. And I was like, okay, all right, fair enough. So we didn't leave at all. Like, we had plans to go. We're like, nope, screw those. We are in this night.
Yeah, it was such a great night. It was so much great conversation. Both Isaiah and Harry are fantastic people. Everybody out here should go and watch Shadowhunters.
100%.
Just to support them.
And at the end.
Yeah, at the end of the night.
They got up. I shook his hand. I shook both their hands. They were really nice guys.
They left
and the waiter comes over and says, it's all been taken care of.
Everything we ate and drank that night. And let me tell you, as soon as the conversation started flowing, we were like, you know what? This is so much fun. Fuck it. Let's have dinner. Let's have drinks. There's shots. Let's get tipsy.
Old fashioned. I had like 7 old fashioned.
Yeah. Like, we were not sober and they picked up the tab for everything. And like, classy gentlemen didn't even like say anything, just left.
Right. It was amazing. It was a great night. I hope you enjoyed listening to this story because we may not have done it justice. It was such a funny night.
I know.
But yeah, so it was cool to be like working on this next initiative and having this kind of cool story that we wanted to save to the end of the episode. This actually happened. We're not crazy.
Yeah. For real.
Oh, man.
Is there
anything else we need to cover in our final episode?
You know, I think that's it for today, folks. This was the last episode of the Friends with Elephants podcast. So before we say goodbye, for the last time, We just want to say thank you. It's been an incredible 2 years.
You know, watching different countries pop up in our feeds, seeing how far we're actually affecting people, you know, Britain, Australia, China.
Even the Middle East.
It was so wonderful. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this show as much as we have. And we hope that you'll join us as we launch our next podcast.
More Than Movies.
Our next podcast is called More Than Movies.
In fact, if you've made it this far in our last farewell podcast episode, you can look up More Than Movies right now and wherever you get your podcast, and there will be our very first episode ready for you to listen as of today.
So we ask that you, you know, finish this off. There's only like a few more seconds left. And then go and look for More Than Movies podcast, a podcast where we talk about more than movies.
Yeah, it's like, you know, movies.
And more.
And then more stuff.
More.
If you've enjoyed Friends with Elephants, I'm sure you're going to love More Than Movies. It's going to be a great addition to your subscription list. So please, please, please help us grow this brand new spanking show by joining us there and continuing our journey.
So for the very last time, that's it for today, folks. Thanks for sharing this incredible journey.
Nerd on, Ella friends.